Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King! These words are familiar to us as they are the battle cry of the Mexican patriots in their fierce struggle for religious freedom in Mexico at the beginning of last century. A glimpse of this heroic fight for religious freedom to counter a godless Masonic revolution is wonderfully portrayed in the recent film For Greater Glory. In it, we see priests and faithful Catholics shot, hung, beaten, and tortured for worshiping God in the sacrifice of the Mass, for teaching children the faith, for disobeying state laws that were contrary to their religion, and for any outward show of obedience to the Church. In that movie, we can be moved as we see the people of Mexico, the faithful Catholics, resisting, standing up for their faith, despite the harsh consequences. They are an inspiration to us today who are currently faced with laws that could force us to go against the laws of God and the Church. They inspire us to be the Church militant, not by arms, not by the sword, but by an unabashed loyalty to and profession of the truth. Christ is the King, and He rules not only in heaven, but here on earth, here in my heart, here in our parish, here in Potomac Falls. Christ is King. If we were to move forward to the end of the last century, we could read in the autobiography of Bishop Fulton Sheen, in his autobiography, Treasures of Clay, where he reflects on the issue of the Church and the modern world. He says that the world seems to be challenging the Church with a series of demands. He writes that the world challenges the Church, "Come down and we will believe. Come down from your belief in the sanctity of marriage. Come down from your belief in the sacredness of life. Come down from your belief, for the truth is merely what is pleasing. Come down from your cross of sacrifice, and we will believe." Is that not the challenge that the people made to Christ as he was crucified, as we heard in today's gospel? The challenge of the people calling on Christ, "Get down from the cross, save yourself." The challenge of the soldiers, "Get down from the cross, save yourself." As we enter into Holy Week, where better for us to begin than at that cross, at the heart of the greatest act of love that the world could ever see? Just as the crowd tempted Jesus to come down from his cross, so too we can be tempted to come down from our cross. Maybe there is a cross in your life right now that you are tempted to come down from. Maybe you are tempted to let go of your vocation. Maybe you are tempted to disregard a resolution that you had made. What is the cross that you are nailed to right now? How are you being tempted to come down from it, to save yourself, to take the easy way out? My brothers and sisters, it is only the only way to the fullness of life is by embracing Jesus Christ. Embracing Jesus Christ crucified on the cross. Embracing our own vocation. Embracing that call to holiness. Embracing even our absolute death to selfishness, so that we may have new life, divine life. We see that Pilate, in his cowardice, knew that Christ was innocent and yet delivered Jesus up to death. On the other hand, we see throughout our church's history, but even in our own day, heroic souls who refuse to deny Christ, and rather they give him his rightful place of authority in public life and in their private lives. They strive to bring all things under his reign, in their lives, in their families, in the world. My brothers and sisters, we too are called to carry that same cross. We too are called to proclaim Jesus Christ, the King of our lives, the King of this world, the King of the universe. This is the truth. This week, This Holy Week, let us embrace with all of our heart, all of our minds, all of our souls. Let us embrace the church. Let us embrace Jesus Christ crucified. Let us enter into the depths of the Paschal mystery by means of the church's liturgies. Perhaps you could listen to the cry of Jesus to be with him. On Holy Thursday, we will celebrate our commemoration of that Last Supper at 8 o'clock here in the church. Perhaps you could come and be with the apostles in the upper room and witness the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, the gift and the example of Christ's selfless servant love. Perhaps you could listen to Jesus Christ as he challenges his disciples and as he challenges us. Stay with me 1 hour and pray as we go to the Garden of Gethsemane there in our narthex and adore our Lord, staying vigil with him, watching with him, praying with him. Perhaps you could stand with the faithful disciples of Jesus at the foot of the cross on Calvary on Good Friday. At 3 o'clock, we will commemorate our Lord's crucifixion, and we will have that opportunity to come forward and venerate the cross. Perhaps you can allow the blood of Christ, which was shed for your sins, to wash over the sins of your friends, your neighbors, your children, your family members, by bringing them to the sacrament of confession this week, allowing God's mercy to penetrate even the hardest of hearts. Even those who are closed off by pride, even those who have been away from the sacraments for so long, perhaps it will be through you that they can come once again to be with God, to be in the midst of his church, to experience Holy Week in all of its depth and power. My brothers and sisters, we face many temptations in this life. Don't be tempted to come down from your cross, but rather let God save you through the cross.